Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
And now, Hangar 56 Media presents Spike's Car Radio, a downloadable cars and coffee, hosted by writer, comedian, and automotive enthusiast, Spike Ferriston. Now, here's Spike.
I don't know who I am, baby, baby, baby. Do you know who you are? Is it out of our hands? Tell me, tell me, tell me.
Did your better half make you watch Daisy Jones and the Six? Then you know this song.
Is there too much we don't wanna know?
No.
I wish it was easy, but it
was pretty good. Pretty good for the married couples. Here they go. Listen, here you go. This song is actually much better than it should be, right? Whenever there's songs about music people, they have to kind of fake the hit songs. But this song in particular, I did a little research on that Mumford guy from Mumford & Sons. He wrote this. He put it together. And that's why it's so good. A couple of good songs on that show and a good series from our friend Reese Witherspoon. Yeah. And there we go. That's a little TV commentary. I'm here with Johnny Lieberman and Zuckerman. Mm. It's Saturday for us. It's Wednesday for you. Happy Wednesday, wherever you are, driving in your cars, working in your workshop, listening in school, listening on jury duty by chance, or are you on the Autobahn? Are you out in Germany practicing Luftgekult? Welcome. Welcome in to our shows. And we have a good one for you. Let me turn off Daisy Jones here. She was one of those. Did you watch Daisy Jones?
No.
No.
I'd rather watch reruns of the Monkees, frankly.
They're both worth watching. I would not eliminate either.
Okay. No.
I was looking at this periodically. I check in with our ratings, and I was looking at them last night, and but they've really gone up.
Yeah,
they've really gone up big time. And the app that I use that tracks them, I don't know how accurate it is, but it gives me like the last 30 days of where we're at in our category. And the categories are like this. If you don't know anything about podcasts, I barely do either, but there's all podcasts. Then there's the subset of the leisure category. Within the leisure category, there's all sorts of things like surfing, and then there's an automotive category, right? In automotive, we're number one in a lot of places around the world. Notably, though, in the U.S., if this is accurate, we're usually 5 and 4.
Yeah.
The last 30 days, number two.
Yeah.
The number two automotive podcast in the United States, which is right behind, of course, the car guys on NPR.
Yes.
The dead guys.
Well, only one of them's dead, but
okay.
They're still pumping.
Who's dead? Click
dead
or Clack?
Clack is dead,
Let's
believe.
Just say Clack is dead. But they do 2 or 3 shows a week, and we're still competitive.
Yeah, well, you know.
And again, I don't know. If Matt Farah, I'm sure, looks at his, he's probably number two, too. I don't know. I'm not going to say that these are accurate, but I do know that we've gone up from wherever we were. But the most fun is where we're number one in the leisure category. And it's Suriname. Is that right, Zucker?
Yes.
It's Suriname. Well, I have that right. But not only are we number one in leisure, we are the number three all-time podcast. What is happening in Suriname that
Bahrain were also number
one. Well, hold on.
One.
You're changing the subject. You're changing gears here. This is a conversation about Suriname.
So you don't even know where it is, Lieberman.
I know where it is. We talked about this. It's on the north coast of South America. It's next to
So Suriname.
It was a Dutch colony.
But look, I'm excited about this. In Suriname, think of all the podcasts in the world. What are there, a million podcasts? We're number three. What is not making it to Suriname? Is Joe Rogan not in Suriname? Is Smartless not in Suriname? I don't understand. We're number three. I'm going to play the national anthem of Suriname now.
You better sing, Lieberman.
Sing. Get ready.
Yeah, get ready.
I don't speak Dutch.
No, it doesn't matter.
They speak Dutch in Suriname?
Dutch in the local language.
Well, we're playing the Suriname national anthem to thank you, people of Suriname.
The great people of Suriname.
I get the feeling it's four guys, but whatever. They don't even know about podcasts yet. But thank you, four SCR Nation listeners. This is the, it's a weird national anthem. Sorry to say that, because you folks.
We love Suriname.
I thought it was very regal. It was wonderful.
I think I'm playing the wrong version of it. Here, let me play this version of it. More the synthesized version of it.
You're doing the remix?
But I just wanted to point out, we're also number one leisure in Bahrain and, according to this, in Costa Rica.
Yeah. We're big in the Gulf States, Lieberman.
Hey,
very big. It doesn't make sense, but we are.
But Costa Rica.
Yeah, Costa Rica. We are. These are people. They have great roads there, great people, car enthusiasts, a lot of expats.
And Bahrain is loaded with killer cars and great people. So,
well, thank you, Suriname. But number one, yeah, in a lot of places. Bahrain, Brazil, Chile, Costa Rica, Cyprus, Finland, Croatia, Sri Lanka, Lithuania, Norway, Oman. Oh, my gosh.
Philippines.
Kuwait and Panama. And Qatar. Then number two in all the other places. Fantastic. Anyway, I didn't want to...
I want all the people of Suriname who are listening to bombard Spike Ferriston's Instagram with messages.
You DM me because I don't believe any of this. But if there's anyone listening in Suriname...
Come in Suriname.
But again, take a picture and send it to us and we'll repost it. And thank you for listening, whoever's
like
listening.
A hostage picture. We want a picture of you holding the local newspaper.
Anyway... Johnny, you know what I never asked you last week?
I don't.
You were in Miami with all those celebrities at the F1 thing.
I was.
Did you? You know, Bezos was there.
He was.
Elon Musk was there.
He was.
Tom Cruise was there. Shakira. Did you see and interact with any of these people?
I saw Dak Prescott and CeeDee Lamb from the Dallas Cowboys. So Dak's the starting quarterback for the Cowboys. CeeDee Lamb's a receiver. I was looking at Tom Cruise. He had nothing to do with me. I was looking at...
Wes, did he just show up by himself?
No, he was with Mercedes.
No, but I mean, did he come to the Mercedes by himself, or did he bring an entourage?
Hard to say. I was not in the garage. I was standing in front of the Mercedes garage, right. The pit, and he walked out, and I'm sure he had people with him, but all eyes were on Tom until Patrick Mahomes walked out of the Ferrari garage, and then suddenly all eyes were on Patrick Mahomes, who was wearing a pink, like, leisure suit with short pants.
What about Bezos and Musk?
That was interesting. So Bezos has, like, a 40-person security detail. Musk only had like a 30-person.
Seriously.
Massive. I mean, guys everywhere. Just like
armed. But what does that look like? Did he have the girl with him? The lady? The news anchor?
The one with the face?
I don't know.
He walks in. When you say, I've seen security before. We've all seen the Secret Service, right?
Yeah.
You see two or three Secret Service agents around him. You're saying... 40.
This is an entourage of humans.
And are you exaggerating the number? How many would you say?
I might be exaggerating a little bit, but I would also say he has a lot of people moving with him. Like, there was a lot of people. It was in the driver's village, so the inside of the Dolphin Stadium, right. Hard Rock Stadium, that's they had little huts set up for all the different teams. So, like, when the drivers wanted to eat lunch, this is where they'd go to their little, I was with Williams.
Yes.
And so he was walking, Bezos was walking across the
Use
field.
Your descriptive writing powers to describe what that looked like. I'm trying to get you to paint a picture for us because I don't understand.
There is a phalanx of humanity moving quickly
what
from
do they
one
look
place
like?
To the other. Well, the four that I noticed that looked interesting were the guys in suits with things in their ears that looked like they had a weapon like concealed under their sport coat.
And how many of those were there?
Four or five. But again, it was so many people. I'm sure
right,
he had...
Right.
agents and PR, and probably his brother was
but
with
security
them.
Specifically, you think there's four or five guys or, with guns?
Yeah, it could have been. I don't know. It happened quick. They were just like, and everyone's like, what's going on?
Okay.
And then you just hear like the murmurs.
And then Elon
Bezos,
Musk
Bezos.
In a similar situation.
Yes, it was slightly smaller.
And they suited guys with weapons and earpieces?
Yeah. Bus might have been in black. I'm sorry, my phone is like, I'm going to turn my phone off. It's like turning my car on and off. Yeah, but similar.
Wow.
Similar. Smaller.
Ex-Israeli special forces types?
Probably all Krav Maga experts, yes.
I wonder how that works. Like, do you have to get those guys tickets? Do they need passes?
Yes.
You know, everywhere you go, do you have to buy 50 tickets for everybody? And
I mean,
not that he's worried about
money. They also have like $200 billion each. So they could like, hey, you want to buy F1?
But I'll bet you, I would bet you anything.
Yeah.
If they were more decent people in the world, like, you know, Tom Cruise wasn't traveling with 40 guys.
Well,
I'm sure he had a single guy.
I've seen Tom at dinner, and he has four guys at dinner. And it's one, because people come from all directions. So there's one guy for that side of the restaurant, one guy for that side of the restaurant.
Interesting.
And they really do a good job of keeping people away.
Wow.
It was pretty wild to see him eat dinner.
Wow.
That was a couple years ago in Vegas. It was just like,
wow.
Did you see Shakira?
No, I saw Manute Bol's son.
Now,
who's 7'2".
Yeah, why? I mean, he's off this morning.
I say Shakira. I want to know if
we're talking about it,
and
you're deflecting to things that we don't care about.
I want to talk about him.
What happened to you?
Tom Cruise is
security. Tell us what you did. What did you do last night?
You got drunk last night.
Did you get drunk?
No, I didn't. No,
you didn't drink at all.
No, I took my kid and my wife out to sushi.
That sounds awful.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's difficult.
Can't imagine.
You were asking about celebrities.
Is there still rice on the ceiling from Richard?
That show, people love Richard on the show last week. They are requesting more Richard. The most interesting comment was, it was fun to hear each of you dads' different point of view on raising kids. Somehow that was on display. We were all talking to Richard in very different ways and different POVs. But the upshot was lots of love for Richard, and he's possibly a future host.
I've been telling him your line, though. I'm like, Richard, new material. You got to get new material.
You got to get some new material.
Because he was excited. He's like, I'm going to do Penis Cup. I'm like... Remember what Spike said, new material. You got to get new material.
All right, well, let's talk about car stuff. There's lots to talk about, too. It's all over the place. Zuckerman, I called you about this, and I know this is an old story, but here's why it was interesting to me. Every once in a while, not that matters, I was just looking at, you know, how you're on eBay Motors just looking at cars. And I was looking at some old BMWs. And I started, and I remember earlier in the day, I'd read about, again, this Takata airbag issue, which is an old issue, but it's still there with us, and there were more recall warnings out there. And I started doing a little research on it. 90,000 cars, SUVs from 2000 to 2006 model year still need free airbag replacements. So I went to safercar.gov and went to the recall little fill in the spot with your VIN number space. 10 of the 10 cars I was looking at on eBay Motors said, do not drive this car. These BMWs, they were Audis, they were BMWs, a couple of Volkswagens. Do not drive them. There is a no drive order. Bring them to the dealership immediately for free replacement. I just wanted to mention that because that's a pot of cars I think a lot of people are looking at. I happen to be looking at it for my kid who's going to be driving soon. And you wouldn't even think about it, right? You wouldn't even think to go. And Zuckerman, I called Zuckerman. I said, take a look at this. You've got to have some cars that are on this list.
I bet I do.
And Zuckerman said, of course, I also have many cases. I know some of the stories.
I was going to say, how much money have you made off that recall?
You know, it's shocking. And this is why we say, when you guys talk about safe self-driving cars, the advances in cars, it's going to make things safer. I don't believe it. My experience is that every new innovation, even an old innovation, comes with a host of problems, unforeseen problems, known covered up problems. These corporate entities will always hide an issue. Takata hit it forever. Toyota hit their problems. Remember Ford with the Explorer, Firestone with their tires. It's going to go on. There'll be something new all the time, something new and shocking.
What and how do people get injured by this exploding bag?
Mainly the airbags explode with too much force. They're basically gunpowder fueled, and they explode without proper input. Sometimes they'll just explode in your freaking face without an accident. There are specific sensors in a car that the airbag will only deploy in certain types of accidents at certain angles. So frequently, clients will call me up and say, I got rear-ended and my airbag didn't go off. Well, of course it didn't go off. When you get hit from behind, you actually go back your seat. It's only strictly head-on collisions will do the front airbag.
But I think the question is more like this, Doug. How are you getting hurt by them? What are the injuries?
Well, I'm going to tell you. So what happens typically in these kind of cases, you have a person who sits too close. Or what I consider to be too close. So a close sitter is going to be right up on the airbag. Think of a smaller person, a small lady. You've seen them driving with their elbows really crooked, and they're up close. Mm-hmm. The airbag deploys, and man.
But what is all this about metal shards?
Well, that's Takata. They were like acting like hand grenades, and it was.
Yeah.
There was a defect in the housing.
I read about a passenger, a teenager, a kid, got hit in the neck and bled out.
Yeah. It's like, eyeballs out.
That's what people don't know is that what sets off an airbag is a shotgun shell, essentially, without the load in it. You know, it's just gunpowder blast.
People think it's like a pillow. It's not a downfilled pillow. They say, my airbag didn't go off. I say, you're lucky because it's like getting punched in the face.
You can go online to YouTube and look at airbag pranks. A bunch of mechanics put them in couches and guys sit on them. They go flying into the air. But I only wanted to bring it up because I thought this resource, safercar.gov, and then press a couple of buttons and you'll find an empty VIN number space. Plug it in if you're in this 2000s, just to see. It won't just tell you about Takata, it'll tell you about any recall that hasn't been done or has been done on your car before you buy it. Don't just buy a used BMW. It's a long list of cars. Don't buy a used anything with at least checking this site.
That goes for consumer products. They've got all the warnings too. Cheap heating pads that are good for starting barbecues. Yeah.
I like the instant gratification of putting in a VIN number and going, "Do not buy this car. It hasn't been done. It needs to be taken in," because that's instantly going to become part of my negotiation when I buy it.
Does eBay have any liability if they're selling? Yes,
they do. They do that, and that is a recent development in law. Initially, they were escaping liability, saying that they're a non-traditional retailer, and it's an exchange between people. But recent California holdings have said, not so fast, eBay. You're in the stream of commerce. You have responsibility for all of these bum products, exploding vape items that come from China with exploding lithium batteries.
What about bring a trailer? What about any of these auction houses?
Bring a Trailer has a different relationship because you have to be the seller and the buyer are both signing an agreement to use that service. You have to sign up for the service. You don't really sign up for eBay. It's a different marketplace.
Right. Okay. Well, there you go.
But the big question is, how much have you made off Takata airbag malfunctions?
Yes.
I don't know. Look around you.
How many of these cars?
Just look around.
300 SL?
Yeah.
Is that what the license plate says, Takata?
Yeah.
What is HelloFresh? With HelloFresh, you get farm fresh, pre-portioned ingredients, seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. Skip trips to the grocery store. Count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. No more scouring the grocery store for that one ingredient to complete your recipe. HelloFresh takes all that hassle away by delivering fresh, pre-portioned ingredients so you have exactly what you need and helps you cut down on food waste. I can tell you, absolutely true. Check save money off your growing to-do list with the help of HelloFresh. It's cheaper than grocery store shopping and 25% cheaper than takeout. Oh boy, especially in Brentwood.
75% cheaper.
Dinner for four is now $1,000 there.
Yep.
It's ridiculous.
You should have seen the sushi bill.
Yep. What? Let me get $450, right?
It wasn't that much, but it was a lot for the, three of us.
It's ridiculous at this point. It's getting ridiculous to go out to dinner. I was pricing hamburgers the other night at this place in the Palisades. It's $30 for a hamburger. $30, not maybe, with HelloFresh.
Maybe you should bring your own patties. Hand them over. Eat this in the microwave.
BYO beef.
Bring the my own fresh beef patties.
Oh, it's cook getting ridiculous. Me. Anyways, that's why you should use HelloFresh. And as you know, Mrs. Ferriston has been cooking, and I continue to tell you, and I am not exaggerating, I love these meals. I end up eating them for two nights after all of the leftovers. I love all of them. The kids love them. She cooks. There's no food waste. We love it. Go to HelloFresh.com/16Spike911 and use code 16Spike911 for 16 free meals plus free shipping. How about that? 16 free meals plus free shipping. HelloFresh.com/16Spike911. If you ever get lost, go to my Instagram and you'll see a little SCR code button there. Press it. Everything's there. HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit. We love you guys. All right. I don't know where to begin. There's so much more to talk about here that we're going to enjoy. How about this? Since we were already talking about Miami, scantily clad woman accused of drugging her Miami date's drink and stealing $600,000 in jewelry, including diamond-encrusted Rolex, currently being hunted by cops. Video and photos everywhere. It's the same story over and over again. You look at her. She's got a very low-cut top with her pontoons hanging out.
Yes.
This happened in a bar called the Dirty Rabbit Bar in Wynwood, where this gentleman met this young woman at 5:30 in the morning. Are they not listening to us? 5:30 in the morning, he said, come on back. And the next thing he knows, he wakes up in the bathtub and everything's gone.
Awesome.
And he deserves it. And I'm rooting for her. I am rooting. Make a run for the border, babe. You earned this.
She's back in Medellin.
You know, this guy, I love these guys think that they're suddenly attractive. You're not attractive, dude. You're not getting lucky. You're not doing really well with this girl. You're a fucking sucker.
Here's what's also very beautiful about it. Like, look, we've all put things on our body to go out at night to attract women. And we've all flashed something. I flashed a watch or flashed money to just maybe see if this works when you're picking up. Not recently, of course. I'm married for over 21 years, but
I've never done that for
11 years, you're saying?
Not for six, at least. But I love that the women have figured out how to take advantage of that and gone, well, if you're going to do that, I'm just going to take that. If you think that I'm only about money, I'm going to take your money. And again, I'm with you, Zuckerman. I'm firmly on the side of the thief on this one. I'm very entertained by these Rolex thefts. I'm not entertained by the guys on motorcycles in malls in Europe beating people up and hurting people. But this one, I really love.
Yeah, if you're a jewel-encrusted Rolex.
Yeah, because you're being a sucker.
You're being a sucker.
A sucker.
You're a sucker.
And suckers deserve to get plucked. Do you think it was one watch, Ferriston?
Items she stole included that, you know, that gold Rolex with the multicolored gems? Very obscene watch.
Very worth stealing.
You have to steal it and smash it, but it's worth a fortune. A sky dweller, as well as a gold chain.
The gold chain's the giveaway.
Franco gold bracelets, Cartier sunglasses, and a rose gold diamond ring.
This is some schmuck from New York.
Yeah.
Just a fat guy from Long Island, from Great Neck. But thinks
that gold Rolex it's like a rainbow. It's like every valuable gemstone.
Officer Michael Vega from Miami PD weighed in.
From Miami Vice.
This is from Miami Vice. Had some stern statements. Now, sometimes you might say, oh, well, look, there's video of her leaving with her solo cup. No, she's taking the solo cup that she drank from because it has her DNA.
Oh, yes.
She's taking her solo cup because it has not only his DNA, but it also has whatever drugs she put in him.
Oh, and we can't tell that's what's in his system or what's on his body to get her DNA?
Officer.
Did they call Interpol?
Don't spend any more time on this case. Insurance is going to cover his stupid watches, and he deserves it. Go
Help somebody that needs help.
Real quick, so there was a bar in Miami that was open at 5:30.
It's an after-hours club where people are doing drugs.
The unnamed woman in her 30s met the man at the Dirty Rabbit Bar in Wynwood on May 8th before they went back to his apartment at around 5:30. So yeah, it appears it's open there. They were talking. She drugged his drink and stole his high-priced items after he passed out. Yeah. The man woke up around noon to find his safe open and the jewelry gone.
How did she get the safe?
How'd she get the safe open?
Because he was probably full of ketamine or GHB or some combination or fentanyl, and he was Rohypnol, and so he was following orders.
Yeah.
Show me what you got in your safe.
Right.
And he was just going with it.
Wow.
And she just went, doot, 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 five,
she probably
six,
said,
seven, ten.
I love your jewelry. I'm a collector, too.
Yeah.
Something like that. And then he was showing off.
Well, if she wants to come on the show and talk, I'm happy.
Keep your identity secret.
Yes. Come on and tell us how you do it.
We're not going to drink anything.
Maybe we can even sell subscriptions to learn how to do this, too.
Yeah.
Earn six figures one
I'm bringing
evening
my,
a year.
My own water bottle.
I just love that it keeps happening. There's so much funny car news. Did you read about the guy who was arrested and claimed his dog was driving?
Excellent.
During a traffic stop, he was driving drunk. He attempted to switch places with his dog, who was in the passenger seat.
He can also come on the show, by the way.
He can also come on.
With the dog.
The male party. Oh, wait. Let's see what he was doing. He was pulled over in Colorado for going 52 and a 30 when the traffic stop. He attempted the traffic stop. The driver attempted to switch places with his dog, who was in the passenger seat. The male party then exited the passenger seat of the vehicle and claimed he was not driving. The male party, who looked very drunk, then ran. From the office.
Did the dog run too?
No, the dog peeled. This is the saddest part. He was apprehended 20 yards from the vehicle. So he only was able to run 20 yards.
Is that really running?
No.
That's a stumble.
That's taser distance. You get hit. Then you fly, and you're 20 yards away.
My dog was driving. What? Come back here!
did you guys see that there was like a city councilman? They found him in his car, passed out, holding a crack pipe.
Oh,
and he throws
nice.
It. The cops were wearing a body cam, and he's like trying to weasel out of it. And he's like, "Do we really have to do this, officer?" And he's like, "Yes, you were holding a crack pipe." Like,
that's really remarkable. Most times you don't pass out smoking crack. This, I wonder what kind of crack this was. Put you to sleep. You got the wrong crack.
I don't know.
I wonder if they tased the poop out of him, Zuckerman. Did they tase the poop out of him?
It happens.
Your favorite phrase?
I mean, apprehended for 20 yards is pretty sad.
Some weird crack. So my comments on that.
There's more. And again, I've got to call Rick Ross's sister again. He was supposed to come on the show, and she goes, "Can you call me back? I'm in the kitchen making dinner for my kids."
Love
she
that.
Lives in a different state. It was really funny, and I never heard back from her. But he is our car show brother at this point. Georgia officials have told Rick Ross he can't hold his car show this year. His response: "I'm doing it anyways."
Oh yeah. Okay. Let's start a Rick Ross defense fund.
The rapper doesn't seem too bothered by the permit denial. He just announced he was planning to hold his second edition of his car show on June 3rd. But his request to hold it was denied by the city in a letter dated May 16th by the Rob Report. The Fayette County, is that right? Department of Planning and Zoning said that the proposed use of Ross's residence is not in compliance. This is at his house with the county zoning ordinance. This is his home. He wants to have a car show at
his
house.
Come on. They should just let him do it. They should look stupid.
See if you can read between the lines on this one.
Yeah, of course.
The letter states that although he was allowed to hold a similar event last year, the county believed the scope of the event had changed. The permit he obtained in 2022 characterized the event as a horse show, rodeo, carnival, or community fair. But the office has determined that the event scheduled this year does not fit that category, and a plain reading of the phrase does not anticipate a car and bike show.
Well, okay. They'd rather have a rodeo, a carnival, and a fair as opposed to a car show?
Do you want to represent Rick in this case? I'm sure you
I'm not licensed in the state, but I think that it's to me, it's just a little bit of profiling.
Yeah, that's what I was going to guess. Letter also cites, and here read between the lines, the sheer number of individuals expected.
Those people.
Yeah.
To attend the event will result in such traffic and noise that aren't consistent with the purpose of residential zoning. If the neighborhood's cool with it, why aren't you?
There are also
safety concerns as the magnitude of the event, which is true, will be overwhelming to public safety and personnel.
This is giving me an idea, though, Ferrison.
What's that?
We want to have a car person rodeo, kind of like a bullfight, because you see all of these, you know, people going in donuts in the intersection, and somebody's always getting hit by the back end of the car.
Yeah. What do they call those? The takeovers.
Takeovers. Why don't we just make it a rodeo and a bullfight, and we get an arena somewhere, and people go in there. And they try to avoid the cars just like bulls. I'd pay money for that.
How are people making money off that?
No, they're not. We will.
No, there are people making money.
Really?
Off takeovers?
Yes. I read somewhere the headline. Again, I'm headline grazing, and I didn't read the story, but it was how people are profiting over car takeovers. I don't know how.
I would. I mean, well, if someone gets hit by a car, I'd profit if there was insurance.
But what is it about it that you're just showing up at midnight and it's just some hooliganism and you're just having some fun?
The amount of people falling out of cars and getting hit by cars is astounding.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what it is, Spike. It's just that you take over a street and you just go. And like, the more people you can inconvenience, the more fun it is. So, like, you know, during rush hour, you suddenly, like, block traffic and do donuts. And that seems to be.
Well, this is what happens when you don't allow car shows. When you start shutting everything down, people start getting crazy. You got to give them a place to go. This is why we hand out needles in the park to the drug addicts. So they don't do it in other places.
Yep.
I'm just making stuff up right now.
Direct.
But remember, who was the gentleman that we talked about? There was a podcast about him. We had the podcast guy. He was the one who went to the police and got the drag races on Terminal Island street racing. Again, he was... The same problem keeps revisiting.
There's no real way, though, to have a drift event with people jumping around cars.
Why don't we rent out the Tijuana Bullfight Stadium? We can do it.
Take it to Mexico?
Take it to Mexico.
No lawyers.
No lawyers. We have, instead of bullfights, bullfights are over.
What could go wrong?
I don't like the bulls getting killed, but if people were in there.
If people get killed, great.
Yeah. What's the harm?
It's not the worst idea.
You see,
I could sell that show.
I've driven on in a rodeo, whatever it's called, the rodeo thing where the cows run around with Mustangs. It's fun.
I don't understand what you're.
You know, where you go to a rodeo and you watch, like, you know, we brought cars there, like pony cars, and we just did like donuts and burnouts and all this stuff.
Yeah, okay.
Burnouts, super.
It was in Tehachapi. It's close-ish. Pretty
right.
Fun.
Well, it goes back to the old...
Rodeo ring. It's called Rodeo Ring.
What were those races where you wreck?
Oh, Demolition Derby.
Derbies,
that's real. They still have those. Those are just not in California, but they have those.
Well, there you go. Here's the other thing I want to talk about.
Uh-oh.
Which you maybe know a little
sounds
bit about.
Sounds really serious.
Johnny. It's not. No, it's cars.
If he knows about it.
Every once in a while, you know how you get all these, Johnny, don't you? The PR people are constantly emailing you their achievements with automotive stuff. I get them all too, and rarely do I open them up and read it. But this one caught my attention. The Rimac.
Romance.
The Romance?
I think it's pronounced Romance, yeah.
It's R-M-A-K-C. Romance.
Croatian. I think it's Rimac.
Rimac?
Yeah, but anyways, that company.
The all-new electric Navara hypercar broke 23 independently verified speed records, including 0 to 60 in 1.74 seconds. Mm-hmm. 0 to 400 kilometers, which is 0 to 249 miles an hour in 29.93 seconds.
It's ridiculous. Ridiculous.
And now holds the title for the most performance records broken in a single day. Those stats are unreal.
Incredible.
Incredible. What is this car? This is one of these $3 million cars,
Yeah, it's a
right?
$2 million electric car. So now the company is, it's Bugatti Rimac.
Isn't this the car that Richard Hammond crashed in and almost burned.
A much earlier version of it. The Navara's brand new, all new, 1900 and some odd horsepower.
So you won't crash in it.
I don't think you'll crash. Oh, you could definitely crash this one, but he didn't crash this one. It broke every single acceleration and record you could have. I mean,
and is this just wild. Are they going to make 10 of them? This isn't a production car,
In production. Acemi, the car people up in the Bay Area, they're selling them. If you want to buy one, they're for sale.
They are?
I think it's $2 million.
That's it?
And, yeah.
That's 6 miles to the charge, but they are fast.
Yeah, six really miles quick. To the charge. Well, look, I'll tell you something. If it did it in one day, it wasn't charging a lot. So it
that's
true. Probably, acceleration... It's what kills EVs is going 80 miles an hour for 2 hours. That's really hard on an EV. Accelerating is easy,
right?
In terms of battery usage, but yeah, the thing's ridiculous,
right?
Thing's ridiculous. Although, I want to see the numbers on that the Lucid Sapphire. It's not going to break the 0 to 400. It can't go that fast. But I would be curious on the 0 to 60, just to see with the Sapphire if it gets in the ballpark. Because a Tesla Plaid is like 2.1, so 1.74 is pretty good.
Wow. Yeah, I was just impressed. I was blown away by it, actually.
Super impressive, yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to have a Bugatti badge on it soon, so that'll be interesting.
My kids were excited about this. Let me see if I can play this. It's a TikToker that...
In what would be a major leak, here are all of the cars Porsche is planning on coming out with over the next 5 years. This information comes courtesy of Spike's Car Radio, automotive podcast, and they've been right about a ton of stuff before, but this information is still unverified, so take it with a grain of salt.
That's Kelton Kozlowski, I guess, who's a big TikToker, automotive stuff on TikTok, place I don't go.
Same.
But boy, my kids were impressed for the very first time. Yeah, did you see this? I go, yeah, no, I didn't. I'm not on TikTok. I'm not paying attention to it. But yeah, that news seemed to move around. A lot of people kind of knew about it. Other people didn't. I have heard zero from Porsche, but it made its rounds. Did you hear anything back from the world?
First, the medium is the message. So there's that. Second, everything that we said, there was nothing like, except for the hypercar.
The hypercar was the big news.
Yeah, there was nothing I hadn't heard. But my experience is if you've said nothing wrong, they don't contact you. If you said, oh, that 7-passenger, is tomorrow and it's going to cost $80,000 and you got something fundamentally wrong about it.
Right.
Then they're like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Cause I had this with a story about the new, whatever the new Dodge sports car is, a Charger, Challenger, whatever they're calling it. And, somebody told me it was going to have a V8 and it's apparently going to have the inline six, but, they didn't dispute the fact that it was going to have a gas engine. They were just upset about the fact that we said it was a V8. It was like a big deal. So if you didn't hear anything, it means you're pretty accurate.
Well, it was sent to me. I said, I don't know if this is real or not. We put it out to the world. It's been very quiet. A couple of folks have confirmed a couple of the cars, and there you go. Shortly after, someone sent me an Instagram story of a Ferrari that they claimed was the new Ferrari hypercar testing that someone shot out
there. Yes, I've seen that.
And that was a 2025 model, they said in the post, and so it would make sense because they all seem to come out with the hypercar at the same time.
Yep.
But it's pretty exciting stuff. I don't know. I get excited about most of that stuff.
It's cool.
Even the three-row SUV I got excited about. The K1, what kind of name is that? Is that just a temporary project
code
name?
Or something? Yeah. Or someone made it up, yeah.
And why would they circulate? I get the feeling on some level at Porsche they were circulating this stuff, and this was leaked from someone inside either a dealer network or the factory network.
I don't know. I have no idea where the leak comes from. But like I said, I mean, I know certain people that, they'll tell me some things and other people tell me others. Like, with the 911 ST, it's just like, I know a guy who saw the damn thing.
Well, that,
a
lot of folks did confirm that they had also heard June 8th was the ST announcement. So that was. And with Porsche, there's always going to be a surprise, too. I'm sure there are things that don't know that's not on that list.
Oh, there's a lot. I mean, there's a ton. Yeah, there's a ton.
There could be a new Speedster. 992 Speedster would be great.
Could be all sorts of stuff, I mean, they also could do a GT2 without doing an RS version, right? Because remember with the 997, they did the 997.1 GT2.
Right.
And then they did the 997.2 GT2 RS.
Correct.
So that could happen. I mean, you know, they already did the Sport Classic is basically a detuned GT2.
Right.
Rear drive turbo.
We all saw Chris Harris's comment about that.
I did see that.
What was that?
He said that the new Sport Classic is like a detuned GT2 and that he really loved it. He really loved the car.
That wasn't the thing that caught my attention.
What, you mean what he preferred it over?
He preferred it over what?
The GT3 Touring.
Just what we were talking about.
Yep.
Now we have Chris Harris thinking the same thing.
Yep.
Why did he prefer it over the Touring?
As a road car.
Oh, yeah, okay.
It's more of a road car, and the Touring was supposed to be a road car. It's not a track car, and it didn't drive like a road car, and he did the same quick math that we did, which is this is a better car if you're going to just have a car like that on the road, even though I haven't driven one, but I'm dying to drive
one. I haven't driven one either, So, fair, fair.
Although, I do know, well, we don't have that coming in, do we, Zuckerman? Mm-mm. We don't know where our GT4 RS is. We've heard it's finished. We heard from Clearwater, it's done. It finally left the works room. But that means it's probably a month and a half away. We'll be pleasantly surprised when it does arrive. 3RS.
Could show up at any time.
Anytime.
Might be here today.
Might be.
What else is happening, gentlemen? What else is going on?
I got those that Dear Zuckerman from, we were supposed to do it last week.
You got what, Dear Zuckerman?
Remember I sent it to you, and you're like, oh, bring it to the show, and then we just...
Bring what to the show?
The one I just mentioned earlier. He texted it to you.
No. That's that one from today, but an older one from...
When you say, I got a Dear Zuckerman, what does that mean?
I was reading the newspaper, and there was one that I...
Oh, segment, Dear Zuckerman. We're not going to do that today.
We're not going to do that today.
No. I've got a nice collection of those coming.
Okay, because
I thought you meant Dear Zuckerman, the announcement.
Oh, no. This one's, okay.
There's a, though there is a pitch that that they want to make stickers of me with a cigar sticking out of my mouth.
I think they should.
Yes.
I think it's great.
That was a good picture.
I've taken another iconic picture of us.
And it's good. He digitized it already, our friend in Florida.
He has?
Yes.
You didn't see it?
Here, I can show you. Yeah, if you
go, that's very good. Make sure you look good.
I don't care if I look good. I want to look as weird as Zuckerman looked in a sticker.
You're not that weird, but close.
That could be something.
Glasses, cigar, and like a crazy face.
That would be good. Yeah. And a counterfeit cigar. That is the Benki, they call it. The
Bahiki.
Bahiki. Yeah.
The Banksy.
Bahike, yeah.
We were given some Bahikes. Fajikes. We were in Vegas, and we, oh boy, a whole box of them. That's really nice. You know, if they were real, what? He goes, yeah, I paid a couple thousand for those. I go, if they were real, guess what? You would have paid 50,000 for them. Those are fake. Those are the most fake cigar, and we had a good laugh. But they were decent cigars. I still smoke them.
I looked it up, and of course, he's a college kid, so he sent it to me where the photos disappear after looking at them.
So. Well, he listens, so yeah, he'll resend it.
Yeah, like text me, kid.
Yeah, kid.
Kid, hey, kid. Here's a dollar.
Hey.
Watch my car.
Text me. I brought back Zuckerman's 964, which was the second car he gave to me that was dyno-tuned. In my possession, improved three critical areas of the 964, a crooked license plate, an unplugged passenger seat, and most importantly, and 964 owners may know this, we did not know this, I went to adjust the climate control on the sliders, and there was only one arrow knob. The other one was missing. And when I took the one that was on there off, it just slid off. It wasn't holding on at all. And the little pinchers, the sprungs, were like an old man's broken yellow teeth inside. And I ordered some freshies and made a little video for Zuckerman and clicked two into place. And drove it back here today to bring it back to his hangar. What a lovely car that is.
A lot of the listeners have asked me what kind of chip.
First of all, what year is that?
That's a 1993.
It's a 93. Okay. Right.
93. And there were very few 93 C2s. 300 came into the United States of America. That's it. And I've had that car for a really long time. Nobody wanted it because it's red, because it was a C2. And it's great. The secret sauce is in the original recipe.
The exhaust note, the grunt that I hear in there is just specific. Stock. It's OEM stock, right? Yep. It's really nice. It's just enough of a phone that takes off. But then the dyno tuning, how did that improve the driving experience?
Again, it smooths. It makes everything more efficient and smooths it out.
It's
and it gives
nice.
You about 10, 12, 15% more juice, but it really just makes the engine that much more efficient. There's none of that lumpy idle. There's no hesitations. I don't know what kind. People ask what kind of chip it is. I don't know what kind of chip it is. Talk to your mechanic.
Can call Marco at TLG.
TLG. Bring your car
and
to
where
Marco.
Is that?
He's in North Hollywood, Van Nuys area, right?
So he's also on Instagram. You can DM him. He's great with responding. He can tell you everything about it. I used to hear about these guys chipping their cars.
Yeah, that makes it sound...
20 years ago, Jerry and I would talk about this and go, what kind of idiot is messing with the fundamental... But now I'm looking
Zuckerman
back...
is that kind of idiot.
No, but these improvements, these are genuine...
Essential
improvements that make the driving experience better. They're not hot-rotting the car, you know, they're not this...
Well, it is hot-rotting, but it's not overdoing it where it's undrivable.
No, it's not hot-rotting.
You're improving the drivability.
This is a fix. This is like super-tuning your guitar. It's a fix.
I remember I got my wife a Fiesta ST when she started law school, and you know, she had a WRX before that, and I was like, you know, she drove it around for a day. I go, what do you think? She goes, I love it, but it's kind of slow. So I got a chip that just basically added 20% more torque, did it myself, and it was fixed. It was just more drivable.
What is a lawyer doing marrying you, Jenny?
Well, she wasn't a lawyer when she married me.
And what were you when she married you?
I was same. I was an automotive journalist.
Yeah. This is bad.
She's going to trade
different
in.
Two trajectories happening here. Yeah. She's going to outgrow you.
She making money?
Yeah.
She doing
she
her
does
part?
All right. She does all right.
That's great.
Come on, tell us how much she makes.
No, don't do that.
But that she makes less than Zuckerman. She's on that career path.
No, I mean, think she's, that's she's fair to say about most of America.
Yeah, she's a do-gooder.
We make less than Zuckerman.
Yeah, yeah. No, she works. She does like healthcare law. She's not making.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? Why isn't she talking to Erica? You know, Erica has a whole radio show about healthcare. We'll talk off the air about the show. This.
We'll do it. Yeah.
Zuckerman's going on the show.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Well. Some of the Writers Guild folks are going on the show.
No, she does. She does like drug policy stuff.
Oh, so. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Sexy, we'll figure that out.
No. It's sexy. It's interesting.
It is interesting. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that'll be good.
Drug policy is always interesting.
Yeah.
Drugs are interesting.
Well, if you want to open up a needle exchange in Wichita, call my wife. She knows the law in Wichita.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Well, look at that. A contributing member of society unlike you.
To counterbalance you. The yin to the yang. The good side of the pancake. Leave him in the underside.
Yes.
Pockmarked,
what did I
ugly.
Do today? Was this because I was...
Hey, look. I will be...
You today.
First to admit that I am in the same position. My wife is a reasonable human being. I'm definitely not.
Right. Okay. Fair enough.
She's out in front of the family all the time. You should see the text. Why can't you be more normal? I say, well.
Why do you act that way? I don't know. If I knew why I acted that way.
Do you know what I do for a living? Do you understand? That's what most people don't understand about comedy writers, comedians, you know. We're out of place pretty much everywhere in the world. The only place we're in place is when we're in rooms with other people like us, which is a curse and nice that you can get paid for it, but it's kind of a curse.
You see, everything is a joke.
You analyze everything. Nothing looks normal. It's more, maybe there's something funny in there that I can use. And frequently there is. You told me the funniest story in the world this weekend, which I can't repeat. It's so good. I wrote it right down, Zuckerberg.
It's so off.
I got to hear it.
Yeah.
Someday we'll be able to share it with all of you. I know that wasn't fair to say it, but it's a good story, and it won't stay quiet forever. But it was. It had all of the elements that I love in a real story and more.
And more.
Wow.
It had everything. It goes right to the heart of our existence. And it's morbid, and it's horrible.
And it has our favorite word in it.
Poop. Shit.
No.
Oh, the other Nazi.
The container for it.
The death juice.
No.
Colostomy bag.
The diaper.
The diaper.
Well, if you heard, I just said, you pretty much got all of the elements. You can make the story out of that.
Yes.
I do like how the favorite words are poop.
I didn't say those
Nazi,
were my favorite words.
And the diaper.
And death juice.
Death juice, yes.
Is that what he said?
I yelled Nazi when he said poop. God. I was like, if it's not poop, it's Nazi.
I made a little bit of news because I did an interview with the Washington Post about Seinfeld Now and the finale and how I thought it went over. And then they were asking me about the soup Nazi and something about, I don't remember what he asked me, this reporter, Fred Frommer, very nice guy, very big Seinfeld fan. But I said, you know, I don't think I would have used the word Nazi for the soup Nazi. You see, back then there weren't real Nazis.
right.
It was funny. The idea of bringing up it was funny. Now there are.
Right.
And you say soup Nazi and you got to get a bad feeling. And that bad feeling is when people aren't laughing. That's how you think when you're writing comedy. Like, what immediately pops into most people's heads? And it would be like, ooh, geez, those people are actually around. So we would have gone somewhere else with it. But the truth is, that guy was introduced to me as the soup Nazi. Somebody else in New York called him the soup Nazi, and it cracked me up. But I said, what? Soup Nazi? And so I just went with it. And when I pitched it, Larry and Jerry laughed and said, that's fantastic. And I said, yes, and it's real. Somebody started calling him the soup Nazi. That's how he was introduced to me, and there you go.
So the news was that you wouldn't have done it.
It was
days.
One of those dumb clickbait stories. Nazi writer says he couldn't write that episode today. True. It's just that we, of course not. It was, 25, 30 years ago? I don't even know how many years ago. You're always thinking about the where your feet are when you're writing
the
something.
Context.
And the context and how people are thinking in that moment. Next week when this show airs, how will people receive this? Is there anything going on? You know? And it happens. Think of the number of times when linear television was stronger that someone did a story about a school shooting or something, and then there was one. And it's like you're always doing stuff like that. That's the game. That's the game. Anybody who's complaining about it, you're idiots. The waves are rolling in, and your job is to surf them as best as possible. You're not in charge of making the waves.
Or stopping them.
Or stopping yeah. them, old men. Who I won't name. Ooh. Trying to change culture. Culture is culture. Just surf the wave. You'll be fine. Those are words of wisdom for Spike First, and we'll see you next week on Spike's Car Radio.
Thanks for listening to Spike's Car Radio, brought to you by Hangar 56. Listen to new episodes every Wednesday, and be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.